This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 474 for Wednesday, July 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back sharply on Wednesday due to a combination of profit-taking and fresh selling. The November contract drops $23.30 at $8.93.50 per ton. The January contract falls $23.50 at $8.84.10 per ton. An analyst emphasizes that canola prices cannot continue to remain on the rise regardless of the extremely tight supply situation, even if it's compounded by production this harvest falling well short of earlier expectations. He says Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are showing cracks as the global vegetable oil market sees supplies increase. In the meantime, the drought on the prairies remains a supportive factor, which adds to the volatility currently embedded in the market. As canola weakens today, there are increases on the Chicago soy complex and small gains in Malaysian palm oil. However, European rapeseed is pulling back. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 79.97 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 79.91. In South America, reports state the Brazil corn harvest is at 21% complete. That's well back of the 36% finished this time last year. Despite coming rain for the United States Midwest, the western portion of the Corn Belt and the northern plains are to remain dry. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production for the week ending July 9th is 1.04 million barrels per day. That's down 26,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Stocks slipped to 21.13 million barrels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The November contract vaults 31.5 cents at $13.83 per bushel. August soy oil is up about two-thirds of a cent at 66.22 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal skyrockets $12.20 at $368.70 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Wednesday. The September contract jumps 17 cents at $5.68 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract climbing 10 cents at $4.34.50. Wheat futures are stronger on Wednesday. Chicago September increases 20.5 cents at 6.54. Kansas City September rises 16 cents at 6.28. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is up 13.5 cents at 8.75. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.